In the UK, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has suffered the biggest rebellion of his premiership so far after 60 Conservative MPs voted against the government in a vote on the controversial Rwanda asylum bill. The rebels included two senior Tories who stepped down from their roles after backing amendments to toughen up the legislation. Today, Mr. Sunak faces another crucial vote on the bill. We can speak now to John Tong, who's Professor of British and Irish Politics at the University of Liverpool. John, the route to this legislation has been a pretty tortuous one. So why are the right wing of the Conservative Party, why are they so opposed to it?
Well, the view of the right wing of the Conservative Party is that the bill is simply not tough enough. They want to remove the bill from any possibility of challenges by individuals to their deportation to Rwanda. They, in effect, want the Conservative government to ignore international and European law in respect of the bill and prevent any individual challenges. Otherwise, the right wing of the Conservative Party argue there won't ever be any deportations to Rwanda. On the left of the Conservative Party, there are those who say, look, we cannot escape our international obligations, and they want to soften the bill. Rishi Sunak, as Prime Minister, is trying to chart a middle course between the two sides. But even the prospect of a looming election and a possible election catastrophe seems incapable of uniting the Conservative Party, and they're tearing themselves asunder yet again.
Yeah, and the rebels are themselves split. I think there are, about five different factions?
Yeah, there are. There's one big group on the left of the Conservative Party who say, look, this is shameful, in effect. This is the Conservative Party trying to escape its international obligations. And people like Damien Green on that side, the One Nation Conservative side, are unhappy about the bill as it stands and are trying to modify it. But on the right, you've got a big group. And the size of the rebellion last night took many people by surprise. People thought it might be perhaps a dozen, perhaps two dozen. The fact that there were so many rebels last night really does have Rishi Sunak worried, because those people, they're not, you know, they're almost impervious to the charms of Rishi Sunak in trying to persuade them to desist from rebellion. And you've already had the resignation, of course, of two deputy chairmen of the Conservative Party last night, Lee Anderson and Brendan Clark-Smith, who, although they wrote an emollient letter to Rishi Sunak in terms of their resignation letter, it was a joint resignation letter, it nonetheless made clear they're not going to support this bill. They want the bill to be tougher. Well, when you've got the two deputy chairs of your party resigning, you really do have a problem as party leader. And if Rishi Sunak cannot get this bill through Parliament, then there are questions about whether he can continue to lead the Conservative Party. No one's suggesting that there's going to be a load of votes of no confidence go into to Sir Graham Brady, the chair of the Conservative backbench committee. But Rishi Sunak's position would be in peril if he can't get this flagship bill through the House of Commons.
And he is under a lot of pressure. I mean, we had that opinion poll in the Daily Telegraph this week suggesting that if the general election was held now, that the Tories would suffer a defeat, that such a defeat would be even worse than back in 1997 when Tony Blair won a landslide.
Yeah, that's right. That forecast suggested that they'd lose about 20 more seats than John Major managed to lose in the previous worst Conservative election performance of all time in 1997. So you might think that the Conservatives in an election year, Rishi Sunak's made clear that it's his working assumption there will be an election this year, you might think the Conservatives want to unite, but they seem congenitally incapable of doing so. They simply cannot help themselves in many ways. And this involves not just ordinary backbenchers, but quite senior party figures as well. The Conservatives' own election advisor, Isaac Lavideo, addressed Conservative MPs at the weekend and told them a party that cannot unite cannot win the election. He argued there was still a path for the Conservatives to win the election because the country's not convinced about Keir Starmer's capabilities as Labour leader. But, you know, within days of that call for unity and discipline, the Conservatives are yet again tearing themselves apart. And in that sense, it is reminiscent of the 1990s when the Conservatives were hugely divided, albeit over other issues. But because Rishi Sunak has made this such a flagship policy, and it's one of his key five pledges that the Rwandan policy will be put in place, there's an awful lot at stake personally for Rishi Sunak. His authority will be so diminished if he can't get this through. Then people might ask the question, well, what is Rishi Sunak for? And that, looms large over this debate.
John Tong, thank you so much for joining us this morning.